This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still a red toothbrush, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, hi. Oh my God, I didn't see you there. You're listening to the only Drag Race conversation on the internet, on Instagram, on your pods. You think of a place. They're not talking about it, but we are because we're brave. We deserve a purple heart, maybe a pink heart, so it's gayer. Thank y'all for watching and listening. So glad to give this live a take two. Let's see how it pans out. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, Kat. Hi, Madison. Hi, Beck. Thank you for listening. So glad y'all are here. We're going to talk the finale. Honey is here. Oh, what a treat. If you have some coin, you can throw them my way at Mono Agapian on the Venmo and PayPal. More importantly, you can support our queen, and I'll make sure to add her right now. So Venmo is and give you all her thoughts on the UK finale. Oh, we're excited. Buzz, buzz. Here she comes. The one and only Honey Davenport.
Oh, my gosh. I am stoned.
Good.
Stoned. But wait, I have to tell you that I'm so stoned that I didn't even make it all the way home to my apartment in New York yet. I'm at my sister's house, Misty Meaner and Mocha Light. That's what I'm good. Some Misty, some wigs by Misty behind me.
They're stunning. Wait, they what's her handle? Misty Meaner?
Fisty Wiener is her handle.
Fisty Wiener. Oh, Wigs by Misty.
She's in here, and Wigs by
Hi!
Misty.
Oh, yes. Everyone should grab a wig by Misty at Wigs by Misty.
Bitch, I came over here to pick up my wig. I'm leaving stoned as fuck, but, you know, let's talk some shit about some girls who made it a lot further on UK Drag Race than I did in America.
Face cracks abound. Honey! So glad to talk. Wait, what's your Venmo so we can support you? What's your Venmo? What's your merch? Remind us so we can support you too, queen.
Yes, my Venmo is Honey Davenport Official, and my merch is available on dragqueenmerch.com or at officialhoneyd.com.
Oh, yes. Okay, great. And just go to click on your profile. There'll be all the links there.
All the links there.
Long story short, Honey Davenport Official.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Here we are at the top four. We got a top four at the UK. What did you think about the double Shantae happening to give us both Ellie and Miss Tace in the finale?
I think it was very nice for them to do that to Ellie. That was really sweet. I don't think there was a chance of her winning at that point. So okay. It was really nice. It was a really kind thing. But, even though she's, insanely flawless.
She's gorgeous.
She's stunning to be a legitimate fetus. Like, how is she that young and knows how to do that many things with her makeup? Like, when I was that young, my sisters who are behind me right now will tell you, I look like shit, yo. Like, really. Uh-huh.
these two shady girls behind you?
Yeah, Misty Meaner.
I thought you meant the mannequins behind you. Like,
my sister's behind me. Yeah, my sister behind you.
This bitch.
Misty Meaner.
I hear you. I mean, it's a journey. And she grew up with the show. She's one of those young gals who learned a lot about, you know what I mean? I mean, she talks about Adore being a baby and being like, I remember when, you know what I'm saying? So it's like babies talking about babies, that whole thing.
That's so weird. I was like swallowing babies when Adore was on the show.
I mean, but girl, when were you not swallowing babies? You know what I'm saying?
Like only when I was an actual baby. I was never raped, and I really always give my uncles the side eye for that, but it's fine.
Same. I was I've never been assaulted. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with me?
Right. Just kidding.
Truly, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. We're dark. This is not the roast. This is not the roast of Jiggly Caliente. This is just a good old Kiki.
Although a roasted Jiggly Caliente, that sounds very tasty.
It does sound fun. It does sound fun. And she has such a good sense of humor. You know, right? I mean, I think she could take all the jokes like she did in season four. She was so like funny about it. Like, mm-hmm. She's just like, you got me. You got
me. I love her. Yeah.
She's awesome. She's amazing. I want to say chat with Rue. Here we go. The podcast isn't happening anymore. Is What the Tea done? Because remember, it used to be like, come talk to me and we're going to have a podcast moment. But now it's just like, just come talk to me.
Yeah. You know, is it weird? Like, I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't miss an episode of Drag Race. But a lot of the like talky moments is mm-hmm. when I'm like, oh, time to roll a blunt.
Right. Right. No, I get it. I mean, I used to love the workroom for the fights. You right. know what I mean?
Well, that's what Untucked is for now. Like,
that's what I'm this for now.
Okay, I am like, I love that people leave the bar when Untucked happened because I'm like, good, now I don't have to entertain y'all no more. And I can just watch the actual part that I want to see.
Right. That part.
If we go and watch them fight, I'm ready for Bad Girls Club Untucked. Like, I really want it. In the American Drag Race, I really wanted Candy to like slap the shit out of Tamisha. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted it to actually happen. Like, have a Jerry like Springer moment, whatever.
I know. Right? Someone gets kicked off. Oh my God. Right? Well, again, like ever since season three, we had that moment and that was hilarious. But yeah, that would have been, well, what if we started having seasons that were a little more themed, like heroes versus villains, you know, in the drag world? Right. That would be fun.
Right. That would be fun.
You know, instead of getting a redemption, you're just like, I'm here to be mean.
Me? I would suck at that because I don't think I could be one thing. Like, I don't think if any queen is honest with themselves, I don't think they're just like a shady queen or a nice queen. In fact, the ones who say they're a nice queen, like, beware of that bitch. She don't even know how mean she is. Uh-huh. You know?
That's real. I know, you're right. It's like Bianca, who says she's mean, actually sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Right. She's terrifying. She's also very kind, you know.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. That whole thing. Well, what about Tace's dad being in Wham? Did you hear that little tidbit? Maybe
okay,
you didn't.
Yeah, I did get into that. I was like, come on, you better have a like celebrity lineage.
I know. Legacy.
I just have to side note tell you, I was Team Tace.
Girl, I get it. I mean, a lot of people are saying she won the final lip sync. You know?
We also just need to stop pretending like lip syncs matter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ouch. Nothing. Yeah. That hurt because, yeah, I think you're right.
Like, no tea, no shade. Say what we want to say about Tina Burner. It is what it is. She didn't lose the lip sync.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you. I had this fight with my sister.
However, and Tina's one of my friends, been my friends for years. I will be honest, I did want to see more of Utica on the show, but Tina didn't lose that lip sync. So thank let's you. Stop pretending like the lip syncs matter.
I agree. I had the same feeling. I was just like, oh, they really let her win that lip sync and still said, sorry, sis, bye. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I saw that, or at least the editing was that obvious where I was like, but she won and you're sending her home.
But
okay.
Like, the reverse scenario is that they could have made you believe that she didn't win by like reversing and slowing down footage to make it seem like she had like mysteriously done a bad lip sync for the first time in her life ever, even if she had been performing 14 years before this goddamn show. Not that that has ever happened to anybody I personally know, but
they people they could have, and I do not, I'm not saying I think this is true, but there have been some very weird theories about how like the final lip sync was out of sync on WoW Presents Plus, like originally. The footage itself was like out of sync on WoW Presents Plus, and people were like, hey girl, it's like out of sync, and then they fixed it. Now I am not saying there was shenanigans afoot, but I'm saying some people think there were.
I just also weird. I might get in trouble for this, but
I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
I'm not going to get in trouble, but I'm just going to give my opinions. These are my honest opinions about the show. Mm-hmm. Not as a rude girl, but just as.
And we can be wrong.
Right. I can be wrong. I have no way. I didn't even make it that far on the show. So honestly, mm-hmm. you guys as fans know more about it than I even do. Trust. Mm-hmm. But I just think it just feels a little weird that they keep trying to convince us that every drag queen is not able to repeat lines back to them. Like, this is like the third time this has happened in the last, maybe the fourth time this has happened in the last 2 years. And it's just like,
right.
Okay, sis, like.
Yeah, right. It's like, you almost want to see, I want to see a clock in the background so we can prove that we're not just using the same shot over and over. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I want proof that there is like a digital clock in the background running. Like, to make sure you're not just using that same snippet.
Yeah. Like, or that you didn't like tell them to say one line in something. It just feels weird. But as somebody who also grew up with Drag Race in a way, like, I was 21 when the show came on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old as fuck.
Like, me too. I'm all of 35. I'm not young.
Right. And like, I used to like watch it from, I used to bartend at a restaurant in Chelsea called Saffron on 7th. On 7th Avenue, yeah.
Ooh, I've been there. I think I did something weird in there. I think I've been there.
I did something weird in there. At least it smelled weird, but it made me skinny.
Is that near the Nasty Pig? Because I definitely did something weird in the Nasty Pig store.
But, well, girl, I wish. Yeah. but I don't know what, I don't even know what I was spiraling into saying, but.
Okay, editing.
Let's get back to Drag Race.
Okay, editing. Let's get back to it.
Let's get back to Drag Race. It is what it is.
I mean, you're right. And the finale episode is always like a little bit of all like, it's like, you know, we're a horse running after the carrot. It's like, we get the rehearsal montage. We get the workroom montage.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's coming full circle and forgiving each other for the horrible things they've said to each other.
Right. Right. Y'all were going to do that on the phone anyway.
That part. Did you have anyone that you were like, oh, that came off a little rough? Or were you, I mean, I can't remember anything.
And I regret forgiving them. So,
oh!
Fuck that bitch. She knows who the fuck she is too. And I'm not going to, I wouldn't dare mention her name because nobody else will. Like, she's completely irrelevant. So if you would like to know who I'm talking about, look at my season and see who is completely irrelevant, because everything that I apologize for, I take it back.
Oh my god, the poppery. I live. Girl, you're not lying. I haven't heard any lies yet, and nope. My polygraph is not shaking or trembling.
There's no lies detected.
No lies detected. I love it. I love that you're speaking your truth. So, okay, so we get to the number. Let's just talk about the number, because the number was cute. I love what everyone had to offer. And I really, well, let's just talk about that. What did you think about everyone's offering in the number? What do you think of Bimini in the number?
Bimini was bombing the number. Honestly, the number, there's nothing that can touch Taste.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, she was incredible.
There's nothing that can touch her.
She snapped the beat in half. She truly, like... I mean, like, she is the rhythm. The rhythm is going to get you, and she is the rhythm.
Everyone else was a nice second place to her when it came to that part. When it came to everything except for, like, we'll be honest, I'm a ride or die for her, but, like, her final runway didn't, give me an orgasm. Okay, it was still beyond, but, like, just with knowing how many extremely amazing things she has presented, it didn't, like, it wasn't the cum shot. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't...
Yeah. It was gorge, but it wasn't the finale. Yeah, exactly. We were edging. We were like, right. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
But can I tell you about what I was the most bitter about that they keep doing? They keep letting all of these hoes come back for their last fucking look that they would have done on the runway.
Damn, I know.
And they magically started this after my season. Like, I am bitter.
I know. Like, I know. They started doing it with UK, and then everyone else started doing it. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
Weird. That's
did you
so
wear
weird.
Your finale? Did you wear yours at the finale?
Oh no, that was something I had for the finale made. That was
because that was gorgeous. I mean, I was like, I assumed it was your finale because of the
shout out
cool...
to Abraham Levy. No, there was another thing that I just had to spend all of the money.
The honeycomb and the updo, all of that was incredible.
Yeah, Perfidia, what legendary wig designer made the updo? And mm-hmm. Abraham Levy made that whole costume.
Was it leather? Was it pleather or leather?
It was vinyl. I don't wear leather.
That's sweet. I love it.
It was fake leather.
That's great.
And the colonoscopy who's in this group actually stoned all of it. You can't even tell how stoned it is. But all of the gold is stoned in gold Swarovski. And maybe I should have did it in like a different color. Hindsight's 20.
Well, the camera. It's just the camera. The camera flattens anything.
I feel like, and if there was anybody who they turned off the sparkly filter was
before. It was you? Come on.
They were like, she gets no Kira.
I did love Bimini. I thought Bimini was pretty incredible in the number. But yes, Tace slayed that damn number. Mm-hmm. That like drop to the floor. I mean, she just was really killing it so much. But I really did love Bimini. And I mean, even the edit Bimini was getting, I was like, I was feeling like we were heading towards a Bimini win. Mm. But I mean,
really gagged that Bimini didn't win. I really wanted Tace to win. And right. I was very happy that Lawrence won.
I agree. That whole complicated circle you said, same.
Yeah.
It's like such
surprised it wasn't Bimini. Wanted it to be Tace. Very happy that it was who it was.
Right, because it could have been a moment where they're like, sorry, gals, Tace won the final. She's taking it home, like Sasha.
And I'd have been like, I was
right.
Because
I kind of love the way in season 9, they were like, look, Sasha won the finale, y'all. And the assignment was win the finale. She won the finale. You know, I kind of love that.
Track record, though, like when it came down between Sasha and Peppermint, Sasha won the season, too, when it came down between those two.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, like Peppermint is like one of the best lip syncers like in the history of drag. So like that is what it is. But like for what it's worth, Sasha stood her own next to that, which if you just like held up next
that's
to that,
true.
Like, you won.
Like that, in a Whitney song. That's
like you won by just being able to like lip sync next to her.
And
not
Peppermint,
look like a complete fucking idiot.
Peppermint, like Tace, will just, like, can rip a song apart and, like, eat it up, give you syncopation, alliteration, consonants, every literary thing.
My dream is to go on All Stars on the same season as Peppermint and get eliminated by Peppermint. Like, I would love...
Honestly.
I would just love to sync next to her and lose and be like, yep. At least it was fair this time. And
truly. That's some Game of Thrones shit. It's like,
yeah,
look,
I'm not mad.
I'll get murdered by Khaleesi. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine
but
with that.
not like that little goblin with a sword.
No. Or six little goblins with swords. Like, what the fuck?
you were at that fucking red wedding. You were at that red wedding and you didn't, you're like, wait, what? And then a knife just hit you in the back of the head.
Like A2 Rutea?
Ellie was cute. I liked what she did. I mean, I think she was great. She was not, you know, gonna win this particular day, but can't wait to see her do more in the future. She's stunning for her age. I want her to be meaner. I want her to be like, fuck off, everyone. I'll make whatever fucking stand-up order I want to make.
You
Eat
know,
my
that
dick.
Comes with age. That comes with age. You're like, y'all remember when Lindsay Lohan was sweet? Like,
Before she was a little bossy, but now she's just a little bossy. And
that comes with age. You have to like grow into being a rancid fucking cut. Like,
that's true.
You don't get to be that. You know, it's so weird when you see somebody who's really young and a rancid fucking cut. He's like, you're like, life has not hurt you yet. You don't get to talk to me this way.
Mm-hmm. And they put Lindsay through a lot of bullshit when you go back and watch her like David Letterman interviews and shit, where you're like, don't ask her that, you fucking old bastard. Leave her alone.
Yeah. Deservingly so, you grow walls to protect you. Life makes you a cunt. You know?
Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty part. You just want to live long enough to be able to like use your cuntness and reclaim your time, if you will.
Right. It's you have to earn like when RuPaul yelled at them for wearing H&M on the runway, like after she did an Old Navy commercial the month before. Like, I was like, but like you earned that status. Like none of us have earned that. So
that is so true.
Like you're at the level where you can be a cut for no reason. Like,
and if you don't engage in any of it online, you kind of float over it.
I just want to go back to All Stars with everything made by H&M. Like, I want to get an endorsement from H&M.
That would be a gag.
Wouldn't that be the gag? Right.
And now you can go on All Stars. Now, if you go on All Stars and you give the La La Ree look, like, it's going to be iconic. You know what I mean?
She better come in with three bags instead of the two. I see it.
I love it. And she can say Party City. And that would be, it would be a great turn.
Yeah.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Ooh, it's heating up, baby. That means it's time to make plans for summer. Now, this summer, you could be a basic bitch and you could go to New York or you could go to LA or you could go to, I don't know, Mykonos. Bitch, shut your basic ass down and shut the fuck up before I get you down. What I'm really saying is you need to go somewhere fun. If you have pride, you need to go somewhere that is an adventure filled with pride. I'm not talking about the same places that you've seen on Instagram already. No! Don't you have an imagination, girl? Get your ass to Provincetown, because Provincetown is not only queer Mecca, it's a place where cultural diversity takes pride. Come on! Do you like glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches, and more? I know I do. That's why I'm going to P-Town this summer, baby. P-Town is so fun. If you haven't been, you're really missing out. It is has a small town vibe, but there's stuff going on 24/7 like it is a big city. You get the best of both worlds. You live your bungalow fantasy. You get to go out. You get to see drag. You get to be amongst all the queers. And you get to do it in a cute, beautiful little town that has events like Pride, Girl Splash, Bear Week, Family Week, Carnival, and Trans Week. I love P-Town. And if you want a good time, you need to plan your trip now. So sashay your way to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com. And learn more about what kind of fantasies you can unfold this summer. Better do it quick before everything gets booked up, diva. Go to ptowntourism.com.
Okay, here we go. What else I want to say? I love the number. It was incredible. Lawrence was great. She wasn't my favorite in the number.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
And if we move on at any point to the runway, she also wasn't my favorite on the runway. Like,
well, let's do it.
She wasn't my favorite in this episode, but like, and she wasn't my favorite on this season, but she won this season. Like, okay, so this is what happens in pageantry. It's not about winning any particular category. It's about consistency throughout.
Right.
That's what wins the pageant.
Right. which I feel weirdly enough, like, you know, she was doing so well at the beginning and she only fell in the bottom once. So she was mm-hmm. always like good. Mm-hmm. And in the top half of the season, you told me Lawrence is winning. I would say absolutely. But then towards the end, I just feel like Bimini really showed up. And I think like it's the race. It's called a race.
Right.
And it's whoever is at the end. And I feel like Bimini was more at the end.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That is mm-hmm. a great point.
Fucking right. Race.
Mogulite, also known as Vanilla Heavy on Instagram, just said that's a good point. That's real.
I know. Thank you. Appreciate that. Love. I can't wait to see more of her looks. And yeah, that's how I feel. But I think we're all happy. Lawrence is so amazing. Now, do we think it's potentially because Lawrence might have a more entertaining wow show than Bimini? Is there any merit to that? I don't know.
That would be some real strategic planning. And I would say this with absolutely no disrespect, because I am actually a really big fan of everything the World of Wonder has produced. But like, I don't think that they thought that far.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they thought that far in advance. I don't think that they were like, oh, because she'll be better on our WoW Presents Plus. Like, I don't think
we had that far. Yeah, okay.
From what I know of those people, it don't seem like they do things like that. It seemed like they're like, okay, all of y'all are in a room. Which one of us? You! Yay!
Yeah.
Vivian's show failed though on WoW Presents. She did two episodes of it.
I heard that. Okay, well, I'm just so curious. I'm trying to figure it out. Is it because they want her on an international All-Stars? I don't know.
Also, think about it. Taze on an international All-Stars, yes. Bimini on an international All-Stars, yes. Lawrence mm-hmm. on an international All-Stars.
Right. It's like maybe her story had come more full circle, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we just like, she had a gorgeous story. I do want to see what else she does. But yeah, I could see how maybe Lawrence would then be, I don't know. I guess it depends on what type of challenges. Because, you know, every season's challenges can vary so damn much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, sometimes they're like, okay. Like, and sometimes they're like, really bad.
Like, season 7 had too many comedy challenges for the talent that was in the cast. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, the talent on season 7 was there, but they gave them too many comedy challenges.
I love it when, instead of saying anything negative about the show that literally has changed my entire life, mm-hmm. I love it when they do challenges that highlight the things that drag queens actually do in real life.
Yes.
And I will say that as opposed to saying anything that I don't love. I really love it when they like feature drag, because it is the only show that features drag in that way. Well, it was, but it's not anymore.
Yes. You know,
we've got others, but for a long time, it was the only show that featured drag. So I really love it when they like just show it with like really great value. And that's what I'm a fan of.
I agree. And honestly, bottom line, it is still the best show on television. It is incredible for our community.
You ain't seen American Gods?
I saw that the fire come scene. I saw the fire come scene. But I was like, I don't know. I think he's gonna have to go to the clinic after that guy fucking load.
I mean, but I've had a load in me that I then was like, ooh, that feels like a fire load. So like, and I wasn't fucked by a gin.
That sounds like the syphilis. I don't know. Right. That sounds. I
got a shot for that, not 3 wishes. Like, what the fuck?
And you don't want to be relaxed. Like you said, you don't want the cooling, relaxing effects of Mellow Bottoms.
No, that sounds weird. That sounds strange. I don't want my butthole cooled. I just want it licked a couple times, tickled, and then destroyed.
So you're ready for you want the broke back. Okay, we'll get you the broke back treatment. Okay, just a, here we go.
I want to do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Okay, Bloodhound Gang. Oh my God, the reference.
I just showed my age. Okay, fine.
I'm with you. I bought that stupid CD. Okay, let's chirp and burp these runway looks. Let's talk about them. We have Bimini giving punk wedding Gagiana.
I see it for everything up to, like, I was like, why don't you have on earrings? Like,
oh, I didn't even notice.
It was just that for me. And it's the little bit of the pageant queen in me that just was like, your ear doesn't shine. You are not, you can't sit with us. Mm-hmm. I just wanted you to have all earrings. It was absolute perfection. But I just was like, my eye was like, when I'm like scanning up and down to see the last thing that you're going to wear, it was like, mm-hmm. Oh, sis.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, anyway. I didn't even notice it, which is, I mean, that's on me. But I didn't notice it. When I saw her, I really did think, there's the winner. And I just loved how ornate the titty jewels were. And I liked that the hair was, though weird, a hair I haven't seen yet. And I was like, that's kind of gaggy. I don't know. I'm into it.
Through and through. There was actually absolutely nothing wrong with it. This is just like my critique. Like, bitch, like a stud would have been like, yes.
Yeah. Yes. That would have taken it over. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, can we talk about a stud on a hot guy? How disarming and destroying it is to see like a stud on like a really hot guy?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a penis with a stud in it? Like with the like Prince Albert?
Yes. In college, I had a boyfriend with it. And I was very inexperienced in dick sucking. So like I didn't know what I was doing, but I was
weird
trying.
It's fun in your butt, but it's really weird to have one of those things in your mouth. It's strange.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know. I was like, am I hurting you? And of course he was like, no.
Am I hurting you? I'm like, I don't want to lose a tooth. Like, you can rip my whole but not my teeth. I need this for my dick. I need this for my dick. Nobody can see my butthole on the regular. Like,
once again,
but not my teeth.
And once again, only you care about your mouth, but not caring about your asshole. You're just like,
it is what it is.
It is. It's like your mouth is like the fancy living room, you know, with like the white furniture. And then like your butthole is the den.
But it's the den. Everyone can sit in there. It's okay.
No. Okay, so it's a chirp for me. It's a chirp.
It's a chirp.
Ellie. What do you think about Ellie's Glinda, big old bustles, hoop skirt the size of Rhode Island?
It's a light chirp for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for me too.
It's a light chirp. Yeah,
it's good. Some people are saying it's too big.
It was exactly how I feel about Ellie. It was like, oh, yay, you're a good drag queen. Yay.
Yes, she looks great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gigantic. It's cute. Yeah, it's a chirp. I like it.
Yeah, it's a chirp.
Yeah, it wasn't super surprising, but it was great.
Yeah, she's great. Like, every time.
Yeah.
That's a place to be, bitch. I wish I was that way. No teeth.
Top four.
I'm just so much better at being a bottom four than a top four. Like, I'll do it.
Oh my god. I mean, and maybe you would do good on Slag Wars.
I think I would.
I want to see real dick sucking on Slag Wars. Are we doing Slag Wars? Let's go. You know?
I want somebody to touch that little dangly thing in the back of my throat.
Oh, I do. Okay, WAPs. Okay, Lawrence, speaking of wet ass pussies, Lawrence, giving us Purple Drag Race Marvel superhero with the pins. What do we think?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with it, but I was like, I don't know if this is the very last thing I want to see you in, but the wig's great.
The gag is that the very last thing we get to see her in is a crown and scepter, so boom. But yeah. It was good.
It was good. It's definitely a chirp. Yeah, I feel like I've seen her in other fun things. I almost want her to be crowned in that pink rock thing. I was like, that's kind of weird and gaggier to me, but it was cute.
It's cute.
It's a chirp.
It's a
Chase.
Chirp.
We talked about this a little bit, but we'll give it an official chirp or burp. The nude bodysuit, the ostrich feathers, the Cher hair. What do we think?
Love, 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 love. Everything about it. I would have chosen other things that they presented as more of a finale look for me. There's been so many iconic looks, but then like, how do you top that? Like, so even that, it was just like, they could have given it to her. Like, there's nothing you can clock. There was absolutely nothing you can come for. And like,
that would have been fun.
I think that like, if I was judging, the only small flaw that I could find is there was an earring missing on one contestant. And if I was judging a pageant, there was nothing that I could come for on Taste. So like, mm-hmm. again, I still would have given it to Taste.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It was sickening. It was great. And honestly, if she won, though, and this is some bullshit, let's talk about the POC experience like we like to do. She would have endured so much horseshit, like, from everyone. Like, yep. even though she's sickening and amazing, she would have gotten all kinds of bullshit. So in a weird way, I'm, like, happy she didn't have to live that life.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. That's facts. True. Okay, let's talk really quick. Do you remember the other runways? Maybe I'll describe them and we'll do a quick chirp and burp.
Okay.
Real quick.
I don't remember them.
Okay. Do you remember Cherry Valentine's red, dripping, paillettes, giant shoulder moment? Maybe. What about Estina's black and white color blocking moment? Maybe. You know what? We're just gonna trip them all. Even Ginny Lemon's hoodie with fish shoes.
I remember that, and I'm here for it.
that's the chirp of the season. What a stunning look, Queen. Joe Black, remember her red crazy
absolute
chip thing?
Absolute yeah. chirp. Absolute chirp.
Love it, love it. Tia looks the best she's ever looked in this sort of really cool.
Like
dress.
African.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I like that shirt.
Sister's giving Joan crawfish. It's fine. And Veronica's giving Supergal. It's cute. I want to say Ahura's is incredible.
Yeah, everything that Ahura wears is incredible.
It's like mint sleeve and like the mint like leg thing mm-hmm. on the other hand mm-hmm. with the Rolls Royce hair. It's incredible.
I have such a huge crush on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's cute. Mm-hmm. And based on how she behaved early on in the season, she will give you the beating you want for your hole. You know?
Yeah.
Just ask for her for early season. Don't give me any of this. I'm a better person now. I don't want any of that.
Yeah. You heard it right here, Ahura. Like, boom. Let's go.
Boom. Okay. Let's talk about that final lip sync, this Elton John song.
Choices.
Voices. I have to say, I liked the song. At first, I was like, it's strange, but I like that Elton John is such a queer icon that we're lip syncing to him.
Right.
But in terms of who won, you think Taste took it?
Taste took it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I really loved Bimini's performance in this final lip sync. I liked the Russian sort of kicks she's doing mm-hmm. down there, and I liked her rawness in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute. But we have a new winner, and it's Lawrence Chaney. She fucking
and it's the first girl
it.
That, to be clear, not the first plus-size queen who's ever won Drag Race.
Right.
The winner in Thailand who's plus-size. But
yes, Natalia Pliakam.
Yes, it's the
Love
first plus-size queen that Rue has ever crowned, which is really an awesome honor to like watch, you know.
Yeah.
I think it means a lot.
It does mean a lot. She's incredible, and she has so much to offer. She's so fucking funny. I don't think we haven't seen the best of her yet, which is kind of a cool thing. We're going to see her do something even cooler.
She's fully a legend in the making at 23.
Isn't that fully. So crazy? 23, get out of here.
She's like one of those Dame Edna characters who starts off looking old, so then it always works.
Yeah, exactly. Like fucking the lady, oh my God, Estelle Getty, who played Sophia on Golden Girls.
Right.
She was like the youngest, but played the oldest girl in the cut.
Right.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. That's UK.
That's UK.
This was an iconic season. This was great season.
Really, it was really so great.
Love it. I can't wait for it to come back. Allegedly it is. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. I am really praying because it was great. It was really fun.
Where can we support you, Miss Honey?
The best way to do that shit is to stream my music on iTunes and Spotify, but also watch my music on YouTube. I've got tons of music videos and an awesome YouTube show called The Fuck, which you can find on YouTube at Honey Davenport Official. And I also produce my own show and produce a bunch of other shows on my Twitch channel, which is Honey_Davenport. And I feature a lot of POC performers on there and a lot of New York artists on there. Cause you know, even though I'm bi-coastal, I am a New Yorker. Cause
love.
LA people are just a little strange. They're very pretty, but just a little strange.
Yeah, they're weird. I would say the fuck you is different. Like in New York, the fuck you is right here. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, fuck you, get out of my way. And in LA, it's a little more like,
no, they waited for you to turn around and walk down the block first.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now that you can't hit me back.
Oh, honey, you're incredible. Stun. You're incredible. I can't wait to see what else you do. I love your music. Go support all that. You can go hear Honey talk more Drag Race on our pod feed. Yeah. This will be on the pod feed this weekend, so you can listen back to Honey and support her and again, all over again. Venmo her thrice.
Yes.
That's it. We love you, sis. All right. Bye.
I'm gonna go back to getting stoned with my friends. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Spill about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.